Hey, Fit Fam, it is Coach Rye from Team Flex. This is my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. If you have not been on here before, I appreciate you being here now. And this is the show where I break down the real deal truth about the things that you need to know to get your health and fitness goals solved, as well as your goals in life in general. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff on this show. I got a lot of great content for you. And I ask you one simple favor. If you get anything out of it at any point in time, share the podcast for me, because that helps it grow. That helps me help more people. And that's why I do it. That's it. It's all the reason I do this show for you. I just want to help you. I want to help you get further. I want to help you get there faster. I want to help you get better results. This is Coach Rye. It is Rye Rant Motherfucker. It's Monday. It might not be Monday when you're listening, but it is Monday for me right now. You guys ever lose your coffee? Because I do that shit all the time. Like, probably 18, 20 times a day I lose my coffee. I wish that I had, like, an ability to, like, chain this to my neck. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, those like, big deal rappers, they wear them giant-ass necklaces. I wish I could do that with a coffee mug, and then I just wear the coffee mug all day. All right, let's get it going for real, huh? I'm just saying a bunch of bullshit, but that's what this show's for. It's called Rye Rant Radio, right? What I want to talk about today, fam, is how you can make sure that you actually get your goals done, okay? How do you actually gain momentum in your goals? A little trick, a little hack. Because I know that, you know, for a lot of people, including myself, there is shit that comes up where you just, like, don't want to do it, man. You don't even want to go to the gym sometimes, right? You're beat, you're tired, maybe you didn't sleep, there's something stressing you out, something gets in the path of your life, and you're like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to do that shit. And people do this with everything. They'll do this at work. You know, I don't want to do that project. I don't want to do this. I'm going to put it off. I'm going to do whatever I can. And what happens is, you might do that for a bit. You might be able to hold that off, but you're going to eventually be buried in a pile of shit, okay? You're going to be buried in a pile of shit that you're procrastinating on in any part of your life, and you're going to have some bad, shitty goals eventually, too, because you're basically not making any progression if you start skipping the gym, you start cheating on your diet, you start slacking off anywhere in life, right? So how can you combat these kind of times where that comes up and you can't really help it? Because it is a thing that comes up. It's going to come up. That's the first step you got to understand. There's really no way to get around doing shit that you don't want to do. That's going to be goal setting. That's going to be trying to get where you want to be. You know, if you want to accomplish something, you're going to have to challenge the comfort zone. You're going to have to break out of whatever little comfortable fucking cloud you're kicking your feet up on right now and go get to work. And when you do that, things are going to come up that tell you, you know what? I don't like it. I don't want to do it. This is hard. So, shit, fuck, getting out of my comfort zone, pushing myself every day is fucking tough. I don't even like it. Why would I continue to do this? And so when you constantly got these little voices in your head and shit pushing you, well, what it's going to do is hold you back eventually. Eventually, they're going to win. Sometimes you're going to be a little weak. Sometimes you're going to have a moment of weakness, and you're going to agree with them little bitchy voices in your brain telling you not to get your goddamn gains, okay? So what you got to understand right at the gate is that's going to happen. That will happen. I don't care who you are, what you're doing, how fucking successful you are or how not, you are going to have this happen no matter what. It is part of the process. It's going to be part of the game. It's going to be part of your life, okay? And so if it's part of your life and we know that and we believe that and we understand that, it's going to come up, all right? And so here's how you combat it. This is a great trick. It's a great tool. I've probably talked about it before, and I guarantee you some of you heard it and still didn't fucking do it, and you're still wondering why. You're not getting places. You're not getting the momentum. You're not getting where you want to be. What you absolutely have to do is, no matter who you are, what you're doing, what your goal is, whether it be career, financial, fitness, life in general, any goal, anything you got to do that's a goal, you got to have a schedule to attain it, okay? A schedule to attain it. Now, you literally need to have everything put out, everything written down, everything down to a T of what it is you're trying to do, how, and why. And I guarantee you, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people say, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym, but I don't know when. A lot of people say, I'm going to prep my meals. That's my goal. I want to do it, but I don't know when. A lot of people say, hey, you know what? I want to take the steps to do better at my job or build my business or do whatever, but I don't have any plan as to when. I'll just do it when I have time. Well, when you have time ain't fucking coming up, okay? Time is the same for every fucking person on earth. Time is the same for me, for you, for everyone else you know, more people successful. Everybody that you could imagine that you would look up to has the same level of time as you, and that's kind of a mind fuck, isn't it? Everybody has the same time, so why the fuck are you not where you want to be when everybody else can get there, okay? And it's because you waste your time. You're not utilizing your time. You don't have things planned. You don't have things scheduled. You don't have things that you can possibly fathom that's going to get you from A to Z because you don't have an actual plan to do it, okay? So first things first, you got to have a plan, and then you got to get a schedule, and that's what I'm encouraging you all to do right now today. Everybody listening to this podcast, get everything that is on your goal list, and if you don't have a goal list, write your goals out. I tell everybody to do this every day that I coach for business, that I coach for anything. When people get distracted from their goals, that are fitness clients, I tell them, write your goals down. Write your goals down. Write your motherfucking goals down twice a day. Keep it in your mind. Understand what you're doing. Understand the why, and it's going to help you get there faster. And then the next best thing you can do is schedule it. I wish that you guys could see my schedule. It is fucking intense, okay? I have my schedule down to every 15, 30 minutes for some things where I'm like, okay, do this here, do this there, do this here, do this there. Do I always stick to it? Absolutely not. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I can't always stick to it. Sometimes shit comes up. You know, I get fucking crazy stuff comes up. You know, you might flatten a tire and miss your gym appointment, but you know what? Here's the truth about having a schedule. If you have a schedule and you follow it consistently, and you can follow it like a basically a religion, if you can wake up every day at the same time, do the same thing at the same time, go to the gym at the same time, work on your business at the same time, go to work at the same time, do this and that at the same time, work on your other goals at the same time, every day, guess what? Now you start getting some momentum. Now you start making traction, because at the very least, even if you don't have a huge stride forward, you're taking a step, right? You're taking a step for sure. A lot of times people will be like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. I can't go to the gym. I'm too tired. Something came up. I'm busy. I'm panic. Well, guess what? Most of the time, if they actually show up, they still get a great fucking workout. They still feel good, and they feel better for having been there. It's a lot better to have gone than it is to sit back and be like, damn it, a lot of made it happen today. A lot of things might have come up today, but I'm basically being a fat fuck over here because I skipped out on my gains. I skipped out on my goal. I skipped out on my results. Shit. And that's what you do with all parts of your life, every avenue of your life, every quarter of the damn turn of your life. You are basically going through life skipping out on things that could benefit you, skipping out on things that you could be doing better, skipping out on getting results in your goals no matter what they are. So get a schedule, okay? I use, honestly, at this point, 3-4 different schedules because I keep track of a lot of different things. I got to keep track of what's going on here and there. But with my personal schedule, I'll tell you exactly how it works. I'll tell you exactly what I do. I'm not going to break down each thing for you here because this podcast would turn into a fucking mayhem of a nightmare of just length of bullshit. And I want you to take this and I want you to do this. So I'm not going to talk for like probably more than 5 minutes about this. And then we're going to be done with this damn episode. And I hope you're making a schedule. But basically, what you got to do is you should plan the time that you're going to wake up every day, okay? Doesn't matter what time it is. I know that a lot of people want to push you to say, get up at 4, get up at 5, get up at 6, get up at 4:35. But at the end of the day, it don't fucking matter when you get up. It doesn't matter. Do what fits your life, okay? Make sure you're getting good sleep because you got to fuel your day. You got to be fueled as fuck to get this day done when it's a scheduled out kicking of badassery. Well, you got to have the schedule ready to go, and so you're going to need the fuel for that. So make sure you get good sleep, okay? You got to plan when you wake up. Doesn't matter if it's fucking 8 o'clock. Plan it for 8. If that works for you, great. 8, there it is. Now, within that first hour of your morning, don't just do stupid shit. A lot of people I know wake up, and a lot of people say you should just like fucking hang out. No. Do not. Here's what you don't do first off. Don't go on your phone, okay? Don't get off that habit. If you're in that habit, don't go on your phone. I literally won't even look at my phone for like 3 hours after I wake up because that's when I start working. That's when I start doing my business. That's when I start doing everything. And every fucking thing, let me tell you a true story, ladies and gents. Everything that is an emergency would never be on Instagram. It would never be on a text message. It would be something that you would clearly know about, like a phone call or somebody fucking showed up at your house. Something would happen, but it's not anything. There's there's no emergencies going on, in other words, for you, mostly. There's definitely nothing crazy in your DMs that you got to check on or anything like that. It can wait. It can fucking wait, okay? So don't look at your phone. And what I suggest you do is you get some momentum forward. You got to pick a task. You got to pick a task within that first hour. I don't care how groggy you are, how tired you are, how much coffee you think you need. Don't be a little bitch. Get your fucking day going. Get your momentum right, okay? For me, it's always been a thing for years and years that I would start with one of two things. I would either start with a task in my business that wasn't related to answering messages or doing anything else, right? I'm trying to focus on a project, something I'm building, something I'm working on. I would start right out the gate with that, or I would start on a project for myself, which is basically working out, the gym, my goals, whatever. So I would either work out right away in the day or start a project that was a huge thing that I was working on that I need to get some momentum forward on. And guess what? I would accomplish whatever the task was. So if the task was a workout, I accomplished the damn task. Okay, I went to the gym, did the workout, did the best I could, left, and I felt good then. I felt good because I accomplished the task. Same would go if it was my business, if it was something I was building, a project. I would say, okay, I might not finish this project today, but I'm gonna get right here. I'm gonna do this much of it. I'm gonna do this task that's gonna propel me forward. And by the time I was done with it, I felt great about it. Okay, I felt great about it. And then I'd be moving forward. Because when you wake up and you attack the day and you bring a new energy to it and you bring some fuel to it, now you can fuel your fire for the rest of the day. You can literally propel yourself forward into every other task, which is now where we're at in the schedule. You gotta have other things tasked out. Don't just have all this open space. Open space on your calendar is going to result in you not getting your goals. Open space on your calendar is going to result in you not getting your goals. Did you hear what I just said? Open space on your calendar will result in you not getting your goals. Fucking say it with me, okay? Say it out in public. Yell that shit in the bathroom and the next time you're in a public restroom. Because if you have this shit open, it's gonna result in you not getting your goals because you're gonna fall into a habit of being basically lazy. When you don't have anything to do, guess what you're doing? Not getting anything done. You're fucking scrolling on Instagram. You're playing around on your phone, you're watching TV, you're not getting things done, you're not helping yourself go forward, you're not getting closer to your goals, and that's gonna only hold you back, that's gonna give you a lot of problems, that's gonna make sure that no matter what, even if it's just for a little bit, you ain't getting no momentum forward, right? You're not getting more tasks done. You're not achieving more things. You're not getting closer to resolving things, okay? So you got to have each and every part of your day scheduled out. I'm not going to keep going too deep right here because I know that I could get ranty about this for literally probably 12 hours straight. But basically, you got to have every task on there. So if, let's go back to my schedule, for example. If I start my day with a task or a workout or whatever, that's what you got to do in the first bit. You got to get that momentum forward. And then what you need to do is prioritize the rest of your day forward, okay? No matter what, as a human nature, we're gonna be more tired moving into the afternoon than we are in the morning. That is natural. That is how it goes. That is literally how the circadian rhythm of your body functions, okay? We would rise with the sun and we would go to sleep when it set. That's like the natural course of the body. We don't do that shit now, but the point is, you get the idea. You gotta be moving forward with top priority tasks, okay? So you should have your top five, your top six tasks that you could do that day, and you need to plan those out the night before. You need to have that plan structured and built so that you know what they are, so that then you can move to that next phase, okay? You move into whatever those are. Maybe that's you got to meal prep, maybe that's you got to go grocery shopping, maybe that's you got to, you know, figure out this and that. It could be something related to any part of your life, work, whatever, business, all that. Get those down. Now some of you might say, well, you know what, Coach Ryan, we're not like you, bro. We don't just work at home. We work for somebody. We can't do our top priority right then. Cool. Well, guess what? When you get off fucking work, do your top priority. Do your shit at lunch. Figure it out. Whatever you got in your life. And you might not get past those 5-6 tasks for that day. You might only get one of them done. But guess what? Let me tell you. Carry that lift over to the next day. Carry that list to the next day. Carry that list to the next day. Carry that list to the next day until the tasks are done. And guess what? You'll be further than you ever thought you could. And there's always time to do some. I don't care if you work a day job from 9 to 5. I built a whole fucking business working 9 to 5 and then 8 to 10 and then fucking 4:30 in the morning till 9. I used to work every, like, honestly 2 to 3 hours for 24 hours a day. It felt like for many years of my life while I was building my business. You can definitely find time to take care of your goals. You can find time to take care of yourself. Those of you that say you can't get to the gym, say you don't have time to meal prep, say you can't go buy good healthy food, say you don't have this and that to get where you want to be with your career, your finances, whatever it is, I'll tell you right now, you're making an excuse. You're lying to yourself. You're holding yourself back. If you had a schedule, even if you can't complete the schedule in a day, even if you can't get all the things done, and let me tell you, you probably won't, even if you miss the schedule one day, if you have the schedule constantly coming at you, you will eventually get better at doing things. You will eventually get better at completing tasks. You will eventually get further with your fitness goals, your career goals, your life goals, whatever goals you got. You will get further if you have a schedule, because it's going to constantly bombard you. It's going to constantly be in your face, because the final step of having the schedule is once you set your schedule out, once you got your time that you're gonna get up, you got your first task done, you got your top priority task, then you need to also set the time you go to sleep every night and stay the course to this, because again, we need the sleep, we need the fuel, we need to get where we want to be. Now the final bit, the last thing you got to do is set that motherfucker for notifications. Okay, you got to set that on your phone, you got to set that on your email, you got to set that as a desktop notification, whatever it is. Set your tasks up so that you get alerted. Set it up so that when it's 8 in the morning, it wakes you up and it says, hey, you know what? It's time to work out, bro. Set it up so when it's 9 and you're done with your workout, it says top task, go. And then set it up for, hey, you're going to sleep in 30 minutes. Set that thing up so that it can come at you, it can go. Because every time your phone lights up for a damn text about a fucking cat video, you see it. Well, make it light up for something that's going to get you gains, something that's going to get you results, something that's going to propel you further, take you to new heights, and get you on the next level, okay? If you have listened to this podcast this far and you don't go do this right now, you are a crazy motherfucker. Okay, you are crazy. If you've made it this far and you got goals in life, which we all do, and you don't set your schedule up to help you be successful in achieving your goals, whether it be career, personal, or whatever, you gotta set yourself up to work. You gotta set yourself up to work. This could go even deeper, right? You could do this with tasks you have to achieve at work. You could go to work and say, I'm at work at 10, I gotta set my tasks. What's my top priority task of the day? And then you can carry this as far as you want. This formula I gave you of just the simple, you know, start the day with momentum and then move into your priority and then get as far as you can with whatever else and go to sleep at the same fucking time every night and get up at the same time every day, that will change your life. I guarantee you, anyone listening now, if you do this, which I hope you do, I'm challenging you to do it, hashtag schedule and tag me when you repost this. And I will definitely be seeing that you did it. And I'll definitely be stoked for you, because I'll know that, hey, you're about to get further along. You just took a leap. You took a step. You took a jump. And you're going to get further than you could fucking imagine. You're going to get further than you could fucking fathom. You're going to get better gains, better results, better life in general. And I seriously do challenge you. I challenge you to do this. Sit down, get your schedule, get your stuff right. And if you need more help with that, hit me up anywhere. I will tell you how to do it. I'll help you structure. I do this shit for my business coaching clients. I do this shit with everybody, because this is what it takes to get where you want to be in life, ladies and gentlemen, in all avenues. And if you're feeling stuck, you feel like you're at a plateau, you feel like you didn't get far enough, it's because you're not planning. Fail to prepare and prepare to fucking fail, because that's all that's going to happen to you. Schedule your shit out and get where you want to be. Thank you for listening to Rye Rant Radio. Please share it. Please subscribe it. Please do whatever you can to help me get this thing out there. I appreciate you listening. Coach Rye is out.